Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, October 10th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. This week, our flying partners from JFK, Heathrow, Chicago, Denver, Seattle, San Francisco, Honolulu, Frankfurt, DCA, Las Vegas, Boston, Narita, and Houston successfully completed benefits training for insurance, retirement, and occupational. AFA representatives reviewed contractual and legal procedures in order to help them in managing issues at the local level. We congratulate our colleagues who stepped forward to do this important work on behalf of all of us. We thank them for renewing their commitment as advocates for all members. The November bid packages will be out this weekend, and the company plans to offer reserve lines with more than 12 days off at select domiciles system-wide. We suggest, while you are bidding for your November line, keep in mind the provision of Section 10D1A2 of our contract. Section 10D1A2 allows the company, at their discretion, the ability to build reserve lines with up to 16 calendar days off in a month, subject to a proportionate reduction in guarantee. If you did not bid for and were awarded one of these lines, Section 10D1A4 states, no later than 3 days prior to the schedule change, the first day of the new schedule month, a reserve who did not bid for but was assigned a line with a number of days exceeding the monthly applicable minimum number of days off, 12, at her or his option, may contact crew scheduling to be assigned additional days of availability and to have her or his reserve minimum guarantee adjusted back to 78 hours. The reserves that will be restored are indicated in the monthly reserve lines with a Z. Not bidding means you may not include the reserve line number on your bid card, and this would include a reserve block bid. For example, if you bid 1401 through 1427 and are awarded line 1427, which is a 15-day off line, you are not entitled to restoration of days off or the reserve minimum guarantee of 78 hours. If you have any questions, please contact your local council. We know that in an industry with consistent changes, it may be difficult to keep track of one's personal and work schedules, let alone the additional important dates such as benefits open enrollment and vacation bidding. We have added a calendar to the United MEC website in an effort to make life as a flight attendant a little less hectic. This flight attendant calendar lists all the important dates that our flight attendants need to refer to, including vacation bidding, open enrollment, and other dates throughout the year. If you are a Google Calendar user, you can add these events directly to your personal calendar. You are able to access the calendar from the homepage of the MEC website, Quick Hits menu, or the button below the menu on the left side. We have released an update for the AFA mobile app this week. The AFA mobile app will automatically update once you restart the application on your mobile device. Some of the added resources and updates are FA Alert Center, Flight Attendant Calendar, Scheduling Codes, Page Refresh Times and Android Optimization, Resolves Past Bug Issues. These additions and updates will ensure each flight attendant has the best access to the most recent information available. If you have not already downloaded the AFA mobile app on your mobile device, we invite you to do so by visiting the AFA mobile app page on our website. Autumn has arrived. As we notice the cooler weather and leaves colors change from bright green to autumn and brown, it serves as a reminder for us to get our annual flu shots. The Center for Disease Control, that's the CDC, recommends that everyone over the age of 6 months be vaccinated as soon as the vaccine becomes available. The company has again made available certificates we can use for a free flu shot at any Walgreens or Duane Reade pharmacy. You can download and print the certificate at Flying Together, Employee Services, Wellness Page, Free Flu Shot. You will need to present your crew badge when you go to the facility to get the shot. Also, United on-site medical clinics are located in Cleveland, Newark, Houston, Chicago, and Guam. Authorized off-site locations are also available at each mainline station across the system. The authorized medical clinics can be found on the Flying Together website. These medical clinics provide a no-charge flu shot to employees. We encourage you to call the clinics before you go to ensure that they do have the vaccine available. We support the CDC recommendation to follow standard hygiene practices, including frequent hand washing. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, and avoid contact with other people when one is sick. The CDC suggests that you see your doctor as soon as possible if you think you have the flu, as prescription antiviral medication may help you recover more quickly. Considering the exceptional number of people we come in contact with in our workplace, it's important that we do all that we can to safeguard our health. As we make our way to the middle of the month of October, keep in mind that we are approaching the end of the 2014 PERCERT Recurrent Training, that's PQT. If you need to attend this training and have not yet done so or have not yet been assigned, you should make every effort to schedule yourself. You are encouraged to review the PQT information in the monthly bid package cover letter for training dates to ensure you accomplish it before the end of the year. Please visit our website for the remaining locations for the 2014 PQT dates. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.